starting the Perek Tame Isha. Sagt der Mishne, Bame Isha Yoitza u Bame Eina Yoitza. We're speaking about the Tachshitim, which a woman is permitted to go out into Rishus HaRabim and wear. And there's other Tachshitim which she's not permitted to go out and wear. The Achroinim ask Ashayla, the Chaydesh Oviv, the Svas Emes, they ask, why was the Tana Magdim Bameh Behemet to Bameh Isha? He's speaking about the Yitzias, so you Magdim a Behemet to an Isha. So the Chaydesh Oviv wants to say, we see the Torah was also Magdim Torah HaBehemet, the Torah HaIsha, the Torah HaOdom. Shmini speaks about Alochas of the Behemoths, and Tazriya speaks about Torah HaOdom. Svasemis wants to say that Bameh Behemoth is speaking about Isurim D'Araisa. And this Perek is speaking about Isurim D'Rabbonon, because the Isur of Levishas Tachshitim is only Yosem D'Rabbonon, so therefore he was Magdim Bameh Behemoth. So let us see Rashi. Bameh Isha Yoitza. Dahave Tachshit, we are speaking about things, Levushim, which are Tachshitim, B'loi Masri. The Ike Dahave Tachshit, there are some Tachshitim, V'gozer Bei Rabbono. The Rabbono were Geizer, Dilme Shalfe, Machve Lechavo Toch Shivusoi. She'll be walking in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, and she'll want to take it off to show it to the Chavote. And after she took it off, she'll continue walking, and she'll be maver daladames b'shusara. Loi seitze isha, loi bechutei tzemer, veloi bechutei pishton, veloi beritzueish sheberoisha. So Rashi says, loi bechutei tzemer u pishtem eritzueish sheberoisha. All these three things are Bereisha, Shekailas Bohen Saira. So Rashi Shita is that when she braids her hair, she intertwines into her hair these chutim or these ritsuis. Shebereisha Akulakoi. It's going on the ritsuis, it's going on the chutei tzemer upishtin. Ubigmore meforish taima, why is she not permitted to go out with these ritsuis and chutim? Now the Mishnah tells us Allah and Hilchis Tvila, Voloisitvel Bohem, she's not permitted to toivel herself, Acha Terapim. She has to loosen up the clear. Voloititvel Bohem, Sarashi says, Mishum Chetzitze. The chutim and ritzuis that are braided together with the hair are a chetzitze. Ad sheterapeim, shetatireim ktsas. She should open it up, loosen it up a little bit. Sheyir refuyim, it should be loose. V'yichnesu hamayim beineyam leseyel. That the water should be able to enter between the chutim and the seyel. V'loi b'toytefes. V'loy besarbitin bizman she'enon tfurin. She should not wear a taitefes and a sarbit when it is not sewn together to the sivcha. No, let's see Rashi. Taitefes v'sarbitin meforish b'gmore. This is a type of a tachshit. V'chshuvim hein. In the choshu v'chayshinan dilme sholfe machvei l'chavoto. And we're afraid she might go and take it off and show it to the chavuto. Bizman she'ein tvurim in hasivcha shekoirin shkufai. Shkufai is a headpiece. Sivcha was a covering of the head. So it covered all the hair of the head. And attached to this covering, we'll see in the Gemara, the taitefes and the sarbit was on the meitzach of the isha tachshit. So if it is not attached to the sivcha, she is not permitted to wear it, because she might meet her chavata, and they'll start discussing the beauty of this tatefis, and she'll take it off to show her really how beautiful it really is, and she might come and carry. Avot Tfurim. But what if the Tefes and Salbitim are sewn onto the Sivcha, to the headpiece? Lekel Meichesh Lachvuye. She'eino Noiteles HaSivcha Meirosha Bershus HaRab. In order to show the Chavote the beauty of the Tefes, she'll have to take off the Sivcha and uncover her hair. Shetegale kol saira, that she'll never do. Has v'shalom b'shus haram to be megale saira. So therefore, if it is tofel, so it is permissible to wear on Shabbos. She'll never take it off. If it is not tofel, she's not permitted to take it off. A very interesting, she's not permitted to wear it if it is not tofel, because she might come and take it off. A very interesting halacha the Gemara brings down from the Ir Zeruah. So he says the heter of tofel is only by a isha nesuah, because she's not allowed to uncover her hair. But a psule, so memela she's also afilu tofel also, because she'll take off the sivcha to show her chavata. V'loi bekavul l'rishu sarab. A kavul meforish bigmor, exactly what a kavul is, l'rishu sarab. Avol achotzer shori. But to a chotzer, an ish is permitted to wear a kovel. V'chol haniskorim l'mailo. That means Rashi is medayik. He only mentioned Rishus HaRabim by kovel. To be medayik of a chotzer z'muta. A chotzer she'enem u'rebes. V'chol haniskorim l'mailo asurim af l'chotzer. Shemetalgilaim Bershus HaRabim V'chodik Zeiri D'gozabem Shloitiskashit Behem B'Shabbos Klal. It's one big Zeiri. V'kovuli Tiru K'dem Aforish L'kamen B'Pirkin Shloileser Eskol Tachshiteh V'tizgan Al Bailo. So V'kovuli V'matar Al Koponim B'chotza V'loi B'ir Shel Zov V'loi B'Ketolo. Ir shel zov kemin nushke. Nushke is a clasp, a brooch, a tachshit, mitzayrim bo kemin ir. V'loi b'ktolo, meforish b'gmora, what a ktolo is. V'loi b'nizomim, not in earrings, v'loi b'taba, she'en ole choysom, v'loi b'machat, she'en o nikuve, or a pin that is not used for sewing purposes, it's used for shem tachshit. And all these things, if she wore it, she's not chayev a kol mchatos, because it is a tachshit, there's no isereitza, only the rabbonu wa geizer, dul mishalfe v'osi lasuye da'odamas b'shus harab. Rashi, choysom, tzure lachtoim bo yigeres, a kol dobo sogur asil, a choysom, a tabar sheyesh by choysom, that is not a tachshit for anishe. So that would be a masi. She'ena nekuve, going nishpigla, a type of a pin. V'myotzos, ena chayev eschates, the kulu tachshitininu. V'rabonenu de gozabu, dil meshalva umachviya. Frag the Gemara, tvile man dechar shmo. So Rashi explains, ma inyin tvile eitzel hilche Shabbos. We're speaking about the meyishe yoitze, and all of a sudden, he speaks about that she's not permitted to toivel herself with these ritzuas. Who's learning Hilchas Tevila now? Omar Rav Nachman bar Yitzrek, Omar Rabba bar Ravua, ma tam koma. The Tan is explaining why he answered Chutei Tzema and Chutei Pishten in Ritzuas Shabarosh. Ma tam lo yisei tzeyishe loy bechutei tzema v'loy bechutei pishton? Neisha omru chachomim b'choil loisitful b'ma'sha terape. Because the halach is, if she'll be toivel herself b'choil, so it is a chetzitze if she won't loosen the kliyas sara. Even the b'choil loisitful b'ma'sha terape, so since by choil, she has to be merape, Shabbos loisitze, so Shabbos is not permitted b'chlal to go out with these ritzuas. Dilme misra milot tvilo shel mitzvah. Maybe there'll be a tvilo shel mitzvah. Vishori lo, and she'll take it off. Vosila Sayinu Dalad Ames Bishusarab. She might come and carry it Dalad Ames Bishusarab. So the Iser of Ritzue is not as the Iser of Tarshitim. The Iser of Tarshitim, it's Choshu. So there she might go and take it off. The Iser of Ritzue is a different time in Gansen. That Dume Misramilo Tvilo Shal Mitzvah. Tvile man dechar shmo, main tvile itzel hilche Shabbos, v'shor yilu, umateres oisom litvel b'Shabbos, and shall be matter them, in order to table herself b'Shabbos. Shala tvile loigozru, kedemrinim emeseres bey, how is one permitted to table oneself in Shabbos, aylocheretz niri kemesakein, is odam niri kemeika, vay niri kemesakein atzmoi. So Memela Tevila is Mutter in Shabbos, and if she has these Ritzuish, she might come and take them off, and she might come and carry them. So therefore, Chazal asked her to wear it. Before we see Taisvis, Al Kaponim, from the Gemara it seems that the whole Issa of wearing a Ritzuish in Bereisha is maybe she'll table herself with it and she might come to carry it. And why will she come to carry it? Because she'll take it off because it is a chetzitze. Ma tam koma. He says, if it wouldn't be a chetzitze, so she would never take it off. But since it's a chetzitze, so memela, she'll come and take it off, and she won't put it on again, and she'll carry it. So, l'chayra, I had a shtikol ha'ore in Simen Shin Beis, they brought down three shittes in the halacha of shriyosoi zehu kibusoi. Like this, there's a halacha, if one makes wet a beged, does that have a teires kibus min ha'teire? So he doesn't wash it, he doesn't squeeze out the water. He's just soaking a beged in water. Is there a chiyuv melabe and a chiyuv kibbis min ha'teira, yes or no? So there are three shitas. One shita is davke if it's a beged meluchlich. If you have a dirty beged and you soak it in water, there's a fleck on the beged, then you're mechayev al tzmalam. If you have a beggar that's ainim meluchlich, a filu was worn and it's not so clean, you don't say shriyos is a kibus. That's shita number one. Shita number two, a filu by a beggar sha'ainim meluchlich, it's also a iser kibus. But that is dafke if it's not derech lichluch. If you're making it wet derech lichluch, so there's also no iser of kibus. These are these 2 days. And then there's a third daya. There's a third daya, and which this is the Shitas HaYereim, that the Agos Mordechai brings down in Eluk Shorim, Mr. Brewer brings it down, that afilu, it is clean, and it is derech lichluch, it is also osur min ha-teire lechabes. So I see they ask on the Yereim, it says there's a halacha maremes isha, an isha wants to table her begodim, she can table herself with the begodim, and it's mutter. So they ask on the yereim, good, that's the shaila on the tvila of the begodim, but there's a isha of kibbutz. That's a yes, they ask this on the yereim. So the yereim said on this kasha, speaking about she's wearing begodim shel oil. She's wearing leather begodim. So leather begodim, there's no issa kibbus. At megahar takashe, fine, that's over there. But over here, lechayre, it seems the whole shaila is, the whole reason she's not allowed to go out with the chuti tzemer, she's not allowed to go out because since it's a chatzitza, she'll take it off, and she might come and carry it. But if it wouldn't be a chatzitza, she'd table herself with it. L'chayra filo wouldn't be a chetzitza, she's not allowed to toivel herself according to the Yireyim, als the locha of shriyosoi zeu kibusoi. Unless the Yireyim holds like the shittis ha'oruch, that a psikreisha deloi nichelai, is muta legamri, so memela, since she's not mechaven to be mechabis, and Over there, my remes, she wants the table of the begodim. Some of Mela, so there the Iraim here, say, Eshtik Teir, speaking about begodim, shaloyr. But maybe here he holds like, the Shita Sa'oruch, that here she's not mechaven to wash these ritzuas. Here it's talking about ritzuas, tzemer, pishtin. There should be an iser of libun. Unless he holds that, psikreshet leinichle is mutter legamri. Let us see Taisus. Bame ishe loy bechutei tzema. Meforish bigmore. What is the Issa? Dilme misrami lo tvile shel mitzvah. Vishori lohu, and she'll take it off. Vosi lasuyinu arba ameis boshusara. Oimari. So the ri now is choylik on Rashi. Rashi explained the Mishnah. That the Mishnah is speaking about Ritzuah Shekailas Behem Saro, that she's braiding her hair with these Ritzuahs. I merid I know davke bechutim she'ain on nesuyim bekliyas asaya. Punkt faker. The Mishnah is not speaking about Ritzuahs which are braided together with the hair. Avol chutim hanesunim bekliyas asaya yaitzibe. Why? De bahanu lekele migzadil mishori lohu. Because if she has ritzuis that are braided together in the hair, so memele, and they'll come out, she has to go to the mikveh. So she'll never, if the ritzuis are braided in the hair, erev Shabbos, and she goes out in Shabbos, she has to go to the mikveh. She'll never be able to go to the mikveh saivisai because she's not allowed to unbraid her hair. Kedisnam ba matznia. There's a machlokes in perika matznia. But if braiding hair is an iser deraisa, or at least an iser darabono. So the Gemara says, na matznia dikolochal apoches iser shvus begaidelas. Al kaponim idarabonon, one is not permitted to braid hair. And it's equivalent to melechas boine. Baine de Rabbanan or Baine de Raisa. So Memela Sotaisva says if one is not permitted to braid hair, Usvaruhu, the Chihechi Diyesh Iser Basias Kliye, just like one is not permitted to make a braid, Hochinami Yesh Iser Bistiras Kliye. If Kliyas Saras called Baine, so Stiras Kliyosa is called Saiser, it's called a Stira. I'm being soiser abinyan. If this is called abinyan, so this is called astire. This is the opposite. I'm soiser the binyan. So memeles of an isha. If an isha has a ritzua that's braided in her hair, she'll never go to the mikveh because you're not allowed to unbraid the hair on Shabbat. So there's nothing but to worry about. She can say the Mishnah is speaking about. So, you can see the Mishnah is speaking about, of a ritzue that is braided in the hair. So what is the Mishnah speaking about? So the Mishnah is speaking about a ritzue that's tied around the hair. It's tied around the hair, she has a pony, whatever it is, and she's tying a ritzue around the hair. So in Mela, there is no shaila of saisa. So in Mela, so there she'll take it off, and there, so this is a chash, dilma sholfa ba'osilasiya dalad amas b'shusarab. That is the machlokes Rashi and Taisvis. Now, what do we do with Taisvis kasha and Rashi? So this, the Erzeruah wants to fa'im for Rashi, that Rashi held as follows. Rashi held that laloche we paskin, that asiyas kliya is a binyan darabon. Fine. So the kliyas are the rabbon. Soiser sheloyal minaslik loya. This is she's not taking apart the hair because she wants to put it back together. She's taking apart the hair because she wants to go to the mikveh. So memele it is a stire sheloyal minaslik loya. So there's a ruas either Rashi held since the whole binyan is at the rabbonon and this is a soiser sheloyal minaslik loya straight the rabbonon. So either it is mutter legamri, or the bemoke mitzvahs tvilets mutter. There's a ruah, it's not too sure. But that was for us Rashi. So memele, so therefore Rashi held that she could take it off. So Mamele, so there's a gzeira filled by Kliya. The Goyim in Simin Shin Gimel says Gor interessante Zach, which besides the Etzem Peretz and Rashi, there's another Gewaldik in the Kuda which we can learn from the Goyim. The Goyim says, Isha that has a Kliya Besara. She a Ritzua that's Kalua Besara. And she knows that night she has to go to the mikveh. And it's a chatzitza. Now, what makes it ois chatzitza? You don't have to take it apart. You have to just loosen it. That's what it says in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah it says, loisitvo behem ad sheterapem, shetatirem ktsas, sheirafuyim, bichnusu amayim b'neim l'seyo. So Mamela, if she knows she has to go to the mikveh at night, so she'll loosen it. So from the going vice to the loosening, that's taka also. You know how to do this on Shabbos. That's the stira. So Mamela, so she'll loosen it erev Shabbos. But you still have the ritzua there, and then it's loosened already. When she goes to the mikveh, she'll decide, why should I have it? She'll take it out in Gansen already. And then there's no issa, vice to from the going. The whole issa, clear in stira is, tightening it and loosening it. The minute that it's loose already, so going further, taking it in Gansen apart, it seems from the going that's no Isser at all. So that she's going to do, and she'll go to the mikveh, she'll take it off in Gansen already. She didn't have to do it, but Al Kaponim, there's no Isser involved anymore. Because we see Rashi says in the Gemara, it's very interesting. Rashi in the Mishnah explains that for Hilchis Ktsitze, Terapim is sufficient. Shetatirim Ktsas. Chazal were afraid, Vishori lo omateres oisum litvo b'shabbos. She'll be imateret legamri. She'll take it off. There's no shail, she'll take it off legamri. That's how the Goyim says Pshat and Rashi. Agav Urche, the Piske Horid says that according to Rashi, we understand why she'll carry it after the tefillah. Because according to Rashi, how did she wear it? She wore it braided. She can't braid her hair now. It's Shabbos. Fakir, Rashi held. Why? What are you afraid of? What are you afraid? Why shouldn't she put it back again? So Vakat Rashi Lashitosi, and we'll see Taisi had a problem because of this. Rashi held, so why shouldn't she put it back? So Rashi says Vakat, so speaking about it's Kalua Besaira, so she can't braid it, so now she's stuck with the ribbon, it's full Tashot, it's a shot. She has a Ritzua, and thus is Bizmos and Bizmen, she'll take it home and ask a Shaila if she was allowed to do it. About Kalponim, Abal Kaponim, that was the Gzeira according to Rashi. Now we'll see something very interesting. The Meiri holds like the Rabbeinu Tam, that the Rabbeinu Tam, this is the Rabbeinu Tam, the Ri, that if it's Kolua, it is Mutter. You're allowed to wear a Ritzua that is Kolua. So the Meiri says, why is it mutter? So the Meiri says, Amoyre de Kezah. He says, because you can't take it apart, so she'll just go and loosen it. And so it's no chatzitze, and she won't take it out. So Mamela, so therefore it's mutter. That's what the Meiri says. The Meiri says this according to the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. So we see, Agav Urche, Amoyre de Machloikes, between the Goyin in Rashi and the Meiri. In the Isser Stiras Kliye, if you loosen it, is there an Isser deraisa or not? According to the Goyin Vaistois, or is there an Isser by just loosening it? According to the Goyin's Vaistois, that you're not permitted to loosen it on Shabbos. There's an Isser Stira, that she's gonna do Erev Shabbos. After it's loosened by this, she'll take it apart and God, that you'll have to do in Shabbos. That's according to the Goyin. And according to the Meiri, it seems that you can do in Shabbos. I'm just wondering, it is brought down, the Ktsois HaShulcham brings down, this is a very shchich, the kahaloch, if a person's titus gets loose, if he's allowed to tighten the knots on Shabbos. So it brings, according to the Rambam, this is an Issa D'Araisa of Kosher, and making it a little loose is the Issa D'Araisa of Mater. And the Rosh, he says, halt nitazoi. Al koponim, so we see a machloikis harishoinim, this nekude gufet, to tighten a knot, is a machloikis harishoinim, if this is an Issa D'Araisa. He says, according to the Rambam, it's an Issa D'Araisa. Very nagay, also women have tiklach and it gets loose and they want to tighten it, and it's a knot. Al koponim, so according to the goyin, it seems this stems very much with the goyin. The goyin says this in Rashi, according to Rashi, she'll be merapid Erev Shabbos, and she'll be merapid Erev Shabbos, and because you're allowed to do this in Shabbos. According to Miri, you're allowed to do this in Shabbos also. So I'm just wondering if this is a shaykhis. It's similar lochas, the iser stire of kliye, lochas is similar to the iser mater of a kesha. Okay, that is Shitas Rashi. We had mentioned before, the Piskei Arit says according to Rashi. Rashi, according to Rashi, we understand very well what the problem is. She'll take it off and she can't put it back on again because there's an Issa Likloya Saira. So the next step will be she'll carry it home. Now let us see Taisus. The Im Taima, let's just go a little further. Mahai Taime Taisha Sura Lotzis Betalit. Talis means a beggar. The Vade Shogilo Bishat Tvila. The Nechish Dilma Osi Lasuye. So what is the Mahai Taima? What the Taisus? All of a sudden, Taisus asks Akasha, Mahai Taima, so an Isha should not, the Rishayim say a little better if she's wearing a belt or other things. Let's be afraid she might go and carry the belt. Let's be afraid she might go and carry, she had one beggar, maybe she won't put on, she took off all the begodim, Bishas Tetvila, maybe she'll carry one beggar. Mahai Taima. So the Chodesh Aviv explains beautifully what bothered Taisus. He says it's according to Rashi. Rashi has a mahalach that she can't put it back on. So she's stuck with it. She can't put it back onto her hair. And she wants to go home. Stachashot. To leave it here. So mamela, that will bring about that she's mavadal damas bishusarab. But according to Taisus, the ritsuis are not kalua in the hair. The tzuis, it's a ritsua, a ribbon around the hair. So she can put it back on again. Vafal pikein chazal v'chayish, that, vafal pikein chazal v'chayish, maybe she won't put on all her begodim. So what? Vushtelze sich hafer ritzua, if she has a belt or something else, maybe she, sweater she'll carry. I mean, mehechi teisi, if in yitzod she could put it back. Now we're afraid for some reason that she won't put it back and she'll carry it. So why vushtelsel sich bei Ritzus? Any beggar should be also. She'll take it off and she won't put back all the begodim. She won't wear all the begodim and she'll carry it. That's Taisus kasha. Before, but Taisus lashi, that's Mahai Taime, because Taisus had a problem. The Meiri says a very interesting teretz on Taisus kasha. The Meiri says, Tavoy lahaviyam, she'll bring it back. Mitzad amal chazoras hakriche. To wickle the ritzua around the hair is an omol. It's an avoide ala seyo. Shehi etzlo omol umaloche dake. It's not something it's an avoide. She has to be in the right angle and the right dos and dos. The Miri knew very well das noshim. So memele, so forget, that's a teretz on Taisus kasha. You don't stammer say haplat, you put up a ritzua. It has to be put bedik the grav. So man, she doesn't have a mirror in the heichet dazu. So everything she should do noch in the dark, noch the, she'll take it home better. She'll, she wird arbeit in the halbe schon, so that is cooking batlonisch noch heichet dazu. She'll take it home. That's the Miri's teretz. But Taisus Epistasims didn't think of this Teretzidus, so Taisus has a problem. V'yesh loima, and for Taisus, the bedvorim shem ikel malbish, a sweater, a belt, lekel a mikzah, tafilu b'choylein derech l'leches klal mim koimoy atche yalbishem. The begodim, the normal begodim, you don't carry with you. You put them on. Eladavki bidvorim ktanim yesh lochush shein makbidim einam olof. Mamish amalbish gomer shul zicha put on all her malbushim before she goes back home. But a dover cotton, the sribin, yesh lochush shein makbidim einam olof. Uregilis ubechil kshematiren pomim noisam biyodoi ad beisoi. So geitel nishton that she's not wearing this ritzua. Mamish a punk verkehrte svore of the miri, ich meine, it's a badeter, yodos nishdos, if it's not an important article in her wardrobe, so she won't, she'll carry it. She has time later to put it on. The Nirelari. So finished. So now we have the Machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, what the Issa of Ritzua is. The Nirelari, the Davke Bedvorim Sheregilois Lahasiron Kedei Laharoisa. Chazal only answered that one is not permitted to put on Erev Shabbos or to go out B'Shabbos with Dvorim that is a Regilis to take off. For a few reasons, kedei laharoisam, like tachshitim, oy mishum chetzitze, or if it's a regilis to take off, al chetzitze, oy mishum kpeide, we'll have a third case in the Gemara, it's not a chetzitze, but she's makpet to have this thing on, so therefore she'll take it off. Gozru shaloi lotzeis. So then there was a gzeire, shaloi lotzeis. The shemok she yosir, maybe once she'll take it off, Yishkach Shehu Shabbos. According to Taisus, there's no legitimate reason not to put it on. Taisus says, Amol, you don't put it on. So Taisus just said, well, what's that? You won't put it on? It's Shabbos. So Akochach, so Taisus learned the Gzeire, Shema Yishkach. She might forget that it's Shabbos. Ba'osi lasuye. Aval dvorim shemuta lotzeis bohen, but things which Chazal did not ask her to wear. Why did Chazal not ask her? She'ein regilis lahosiron. These things are not oimet to take off. So what happens if the opportunity arises that I want to take it off in the middle of the Rosh Hashanah? I have something, but I want to take it off now. Am I permitted to take it off? Are you going to say, oh, if you take it off, you might go and carry. So Taisvis says, no. Avodvorim shemuta lotzis bem shein regilus lasiron muta likshir lahatir b'shusarab. A person's permitted to put it on and take it off b'shusarab. The lakala meichish lamidi have nothing but to worry about. Im yezochur Shabbos b'shas ha-toreh. If she'll remember that it's Shabbos, b'shah she takes it off, le'yosi lasuye. V'im lo yezocher Shabbos, and if she won't remember that it's Shabbos, afilu nesa lahatir lahosi lo yoyo, afilu will say not allowed to take it off, but she forgot that it's Shabbos. So Memela Sotaisus is saying as follows, Chazal only answered to put on things in the house, when in the house she knows it's Shabbos. When she leaves in the middle, she could, in the house, when she's going out, like say Tzayisha, she knows it's Shabbos. It's Elshka Ben Shlif, she's going out. So, Koponim, so here they ask her things that are olu to take off. When she takes it off, she might forget that it's Shabbos. But something that is not olu to take off. So, Memeila Chazal never asked it. That means if you have something that when she wears it, 500 times the opportunity could arise that one shall take it off. So Chazal never asked her to wear it because once out of 500 times they might take it off. So Chazal didn't ask her that she should take it off. So now, in the middle of the street, the opportunity arises, she wants to take this off. So Mamela Mamanim Shech, if she knows it's Shabbos, what do you have to worry about? And if she doesn't know that it's Shabbos, she didn't accomplish anything. So therefore this they never asked her. The only issa was b'shas when she's going out, and then she does know it's Shabbos, and later she might forget. So they asked her to wear things which there is a 100 chances out of 500 she might take them off. And she might forget that it's Shabbos. Chemash melekamon, diktoni bebraise, v'koysher umater kameya afilu b'shusarabit. So by stois, you're allowed to take off a kameya shusarabit, put it back on again. Vod it's a chosim lashmi'inen the shori. Ay, it says, davka kemeyes, of aistois, davka kemeyes mutter. Ava pisha kol dova mutter lahosa, ki de prishis, and just that everything is mutter. It's a lashmi'inen, lo yisrine mishun de merze de koish chayolov shaloy lerafue, meskaven lahoitzi. He's putting it now in the middle of the shusarab man, it looks like he's not mechavel l'shem lerafue, he wants it to be moitzi the kamei. Ki heichid osa bepilpo v'galga melech chachatchilu losa bepeh b'shabes oila harzer. So I would think there's a mokar lesser. So the gemara nitaz el kamal b'shkom b'choshev mach mesarifu. I don't have to clear that people think he wants to carry the kamei. No, it's a mal b'shkomo and there's no gzeire. You don't have to be chayish that people might come to be choshet him that he wants to be moitzi the kameya. Zogt the Gemara weiter. Boi minei Rav Kahane meirav meirav. Tiki chalilto mai. Tiki chalilto shar sherois shel chutim chalulois vaagulois. It was a certain type of a necklace of chains of chutim. And what is the shail? Mau likloya bahen sara. Is she permitted again? Rashi learns the whole shail is likloya bahen sara because forget Rashi l'shita say the whole Easter is by kliya because she can't put it back on. Mau likloya bahen sara. What is the shail? She'eina yechayla lemoischon ledoichkon ala seya bechazoke. This you can't pull and tighten too well because it's a lot of chutim together, which are chalulis, and can't tighten it too much. V'amayim nechnosim bo. So what is the shayla? Umi boile mihave chetzitze loiteitzi ben b'shabes mishum gzeiras tfilas mitzvah. So Rav Kahane asked a shayla from Rav, this chalilta, is it a chatzitze or is not a chatzitze? So it's a nafkamin and hulchis tevila, and it's nafkamin and hulchis Shabbos. I had a little ha'ore, l'chayre, he says Rav Kahane did not know if it is a chatzitze or not. But that's the shayla. Is it a chatzitze? You can't make it so tight. You make it pretty tight. Mi have a chatzitze? I lo have a chatzitze. So Rav Kahane didn't know. Now, if Rav Kahane didn't know, so what about a Yidene who didn't go to Beis Yaakov? She zicha doesn't know. So she went to Beis Yaakov, she wouldn't know. So Rav Kahane is a shayla of Rav. So what will a Yidene do? A Yidene will wear a tiki chalilte. And she'll go to the mikveh. So is she gonna take it off? Yes or no? Based on it. And they never taught us, they never taught her this halacha. She based on it. So mistame, she'll zicha take it off. I mean, maybe it's choices. I mean, if a zoibait, she'll be mechaven. Rav got said it's not choices. Good. That's Rav. But Rav Kahane didn't know. So lochera Yidin also doesn't know. So mistame, she'll take it off. If she doesn't know, not push it. I mean, there's a svara to say it's chaitzit, so she'll take it off. She was taught all the things that are chaitzit, you have to take off. So if bezoi since she'll take it off, so it's zicha also to wear Shabbos. So what's the shaila? What is the shaila of Rav Kahana? I feel Rav will tell him it's not chaitzit. Good. Aber kaponim, the women don't know Rav's psak. They'll put up now and all the... They'll teach now all the color classes that tiki chalila you don't have to take off. I mean, it's not mistaver, but till now, what were all women doing? All women mistama took it off. So mistom it's no kasha, because pshat is chazal asled lilboish a double that's a chatzitze betvila that you have to take off. Chazal didn't go in if a woman will have a whim, she'll take this off, she'll take this off. She's not allowed to wear it. The Chazal went with a mahalach. Everything that she's mechuyev to take off, so we were geyser, because she might come and take it off. Something that she's not mechuyev to take off, even though bepoil she'll take off, but this doesn't go into the gzeire. The gzeire was, Chazal made a gzeire. Chazal said, the Mishnah said a tam. She's not allowed to wear it to it because it's a chetzitza. They only asel dvorim which are chetzitza. Something that is not chetzitza, they didn't asel. Even though the maisa shall take it off, but this doesn't fall into the gzeira. Chazal didn't asel this. And that's what we'll see later in the sugya klo, the svor. Yeah, al-kaponim, Rav Kana didn't know. Omalei, ori kamrit, something, this is called orig, it's a kosho orig legozl. Zot Rashi, kosho orig legozl, lost its by Bishabes. Why? The linyan chatzitza lechayit, lemotzi la duki shabes. Something that is orig is not a plain chut, it's a woven chut with it's a sharsheres. So memele, Chazal did not ask the orig. Ikedamri, Omar Avune Bereit Rav Yeshua, Chazine Lach Vosi, I watched my sister, when she used to wash her hair, Leikobdi Alayu, Leikobdon Alayu, she wasn't makpit. When she washed her hair, she didn't take it off. Zogt Rashi. Lach Vosi, Leikobdon Alayu, Litlon Meroishon, Kshein Roichet Zois Bechamen. They don't take it off. Alme. Aile buhu maye shaper afilo lanos rechitze. There's a practicable negiye. She wants that there should be aile buhu maye. My sister doesn't take it off, so vaystois aile buhu maye afilo lanos rechitze. Vekiven shekeng len yin tvile nami loy tzrichen latiran, umuta lotis ben bashabe, stoi misrami tvile loy shorilu, loy mishum chetzitze. She'll zicher won't take it off. It doesn't bother her. So if it doesn't bother her, so the mice is, so it'll never be taken off. So the mele, there's no shaila. My ike ben hachlishne ben hachlishne. But now we have here two lishainis. One loshen of the Gemara is hilchis chatzitze, that a orig is not chaitze. A second lotion we have from Avuna Bereid Rav Yeshua, that a woman does not mind to have it on her head. She'll wash her hair with it. What's the nafkamina? So the nafkamina will be, ikabanayu ditanifin. If it is metunif, if it is dirty. Lahach lishnidom akol shuorg vaygozu, aninami org. Lahach lishnidom et mishum kpeide. Given the tenife mikpet kopta alai. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi the metanfi shenitnefu hanach tichi betit. These tichi got dirty betit. So memele now is she permitted to wear this Shabbos? So if you learn that the tam is it's not choitze, it's a nami oracle. V'hokoma legozul klalotzes. Since it's not a chatzitze, legozul klalotzes. Lahai lishne de leikobdi. But according to the second lotion, that he says, they're not makbid al zicha, leave it on. Mashme dii kobdi lenot lo meroi shang shen roi chetzois. Otsa lotzes ben b'shabes. If they're going to take it off when they're going to wash themselves, so then you're not allowed to wear it for Shabbos. Even though it is not mahudik, and it's not chaitzis, but they're going to take it off. Hilka chani. Even the mitanfi, since these are dirty, mitvat kovdin shloi liyos beroishan b'shastri losan. They'll make sure it shouldn't be on their hair. Bishas tefillah. Why? Nesha Hamayin Mamchinesatit. The Mayim will dissolve the tit. Umelachlech besorim baliyosam inatvile. So when she'll go out of the mikveh, her face will get all muddy from these ritzuis. Va'av al gav the chatzitze loyhav. Even though it's not a chatzitze. The ailibu Mayim. Miuk even the shokli lo mishum tinuf. But since she'll take it off altinuf, osilasayina. So she's gonna take it off, and then she's gonna go and carry. Vasalot is bam. Ulalishne kamale gozrela bemidi de chayitz letvile. So the etzim here, Rashi says, klo, the svara I mentioned before. Here we have a hechetimtze, we have a ritzue that she's zicha going to take off. There's no shaila about it. She's going to take it off. But aval pikein, the shaila is she permitted to wear it, yes or no? So according to the first lotion, they only asod dvorim that are chaitzitz. That was the gzeira. They did, the, if you have another thing that's rogil lahosel, but not al chaitzitze, chazal only asod dvorim shegirim lahosel machmas chaitzitze, the dvorim shegirim lahosel machmas, the shofa, she'll take it off to show a chavatas. That's what Chazal asked to wear. You have in now a third category. You have here something that she's going to take it off the gzeira. Because the gzeira was only dvorim shemesira machmas chatzitze, or the dvorim shemesira machmas, she wants to show it to someone. And the second lotion holds no. If there's another sibbe, if there's another sibbe, why she'll take it off? So Chazal also gwagoyza. That's l'chayre, these two l'shaynes. Period. V'rabbeisai meforshem. Now, Rashi's Rebbes said a different pshat in the Gemara. So according to the Rashi's pshat, we have here amachloikis, amayroim, if we have something that she's oimedes lohosir oiso machmas kpeide, that Chazal aser levishes oisei dova. That's a machloikis amayroi. The rabbi say meforshim, Rashi's Rebbe said a new pshat in the Gemara. Hach kepeide leinyin chetzitze. No, there's no machloikis over here. There's no machloikis over here if we have a new sibe of hasore, if Chazal asked to wear it. No. Chazal only asked to wear it if she'll be meiser because of chatzitze. In the machloikis of these two lishoynes, there aren't hilchas chatzitze. Rabbi say meforshin ach peidelin in chatzitze. Kidekaim alo. Ruboi umakbidolov chaitzitz. Is memele. So the Gemara wants to say that since she's makbid to wear it, so memele sor here's a teiras chatzitze. That is the machloikis over here. The first lashon, for some reason, holds since it's loose, it's not a chatzitze, and the second lashon holds since it's makbid, it is a chatzitze. V'koshali begavo tuve. Agav ulche, before we go a little further, there's a machlekes harishonim. This halach is a davar muskim. Ruboy umakpedol of chaitzitz. If the rave of the goof is covered with something, a foreign object, and it's makpedol of, and it's rave of the goof, it's chaitzitz min ha-toyre. Now there's a machlekes harishonim, if you have something on the hair, can that be rubayo makbid, or is not rubayo makbid? The hair is not rave of the goof. So the shitas ha-goinim, and it seems the rabbis of Rashi also held like this, that said, each makim shalkina seya has a din of yadan bifnei atzmai. So that means if in the hair, rave of the hair is covered with a ribbon, so that's called rubayo makbid, that's chaitzis min ha-toyre, even the rave of the body is not, it is no chatzitze, but each mokim kineseyo is nidin bifnei atzmoy, and it has a din of rubay hamakbid. So al koponim, so that's the machloikis. The machloikis is, According to Rav, since it's loose, it's not chaitzitz. And according to Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua, since it's mak, but it is chaitzitz. V'koshali begava tuva. So Rashi says, on this pshat of my Rebbe's, I have a lot of kashas. Chode. V'chi itmerahu b'midi demahadik itma. He says, this din of rubo yu mak, but that's chaitzitz, is speaking about something that's tight. So what is the difference between, if it's tight, so what's the difference between makbid and not makbid? So the difference is as follows. If it's not makbid, even the loy kopid olay, choshev kib gufei, a bottle of gabi sare. Rashi says, the lomdus of Einai Makbid. What is the lomdus of Einai Makbid? Either water doesn't go through. There's no tvila. So Rashi says, if it's Einai Makbid, it becomes bottle to the seyo, becomes ashtik seyo, choshev kigufa, there's no chetzitzim. That's the din by Einai Makbid. And by Makbid, fakelso, so I don't want it to be on my goof. So it's considered like a foreign object that's chaitzitz bein hamayim l'seya. So there it's chaitzitz. Avol b'midi d'loy mahadik. But something that's loose, that's klo, ravos mevara, that the stichi chalulte is a cold of a orig, is not chaitzitz. So b'midi d'loy mahadik v'ayli bo maya my chaytzitziki. Where's the chitzitzi? The water's going through. My chaytzitziki l'mei ma'alav chaytzitzu. Period. V'yosis l'mei ma'dohu chaytzitz d'hosam lo'idok b'lishne. If you'll tell me that what the Gemara says, rubo makbid chaytzitz, doesn't mean it's chaytzitz. Chaytzitz means that it's blocking the water from coming. Umi, you call me the kopid alayu also. That's the halacha. That means if an isha is wearing something and she doesn't want it to be on, she would prefer to take it off. So that passes the tvila, even though the water can go through. So chaitzitz is loud up. Mi you call me the kopid alayu also. Heichem rinin hoche. Honami oriku mutter, so how could you say according to Rabbit's mutter? Kiven de pshit alon de heche de mitan fe mikpet kopto. If that's no shail, the zicha she zicha makbet, it should be on her. Al kocho chayit, the rabbuna beredi efshu alochem le moishe mi sinai loy osi le flugi. So if le maise, if lemaise, given the pshit alone, the heche the mitan for mikpid kopdon, if it is makpid, al kocho chayitz. Avun b'reid yevshu alocha ma'ish mesinu lo yosu leflugi. Don't understand, look, it's not Avun b'reid yevshu alocha ma'ish mesinu lo yosu leflugi. Not Avun b'reid yevshu, it is chayitzitz. Ochayre, Rashi should have said Rav. The Rav would not be chaylik on Allah alamayishim yisinai. I mean, Rashi says, if there is such a halacha, if we'll say there is such a halacha, that rubayu makpid is chaytzitz, it passes the tvila, even if it is not mahudik. So the kasha is, so what's the svar of Rav? So Rashi cannot understand b'shum oifen the perish of the Rabbeisav. What is takib shat in the Rabbeisav? Nagavuche, we should know the Remo and Yeredeye, and Simen Kuv Tzadik Ches, paskins like the Rabbeisav of Rashi. And that Phoenicia is wearing Kuv Tzadik Ches, paskins that a Phoenicia is wearing something that is rafui, but she's makbid, it should be on, it's chaitzitz. So you have to understand what's takid pshat. So there's two mahalchim to be mevayah the rabbis of Shal Rashi. The Sidrei Tare and Simen Kuf Tzadik Ches, Oish Yud Beis, wants to say as follows. That be'emesim min ha'toyre, they're also moide. that rubai hamakbet, if it's loose, it's not chayzit. Al shachachomim gozru b'midi d'loy mahadek im hu makbet. It's a drabon on the kedin. If an isha is tables herself, in b'shas maishas, she's wearing a dova rofui, but she's makbet that it should be on her. So mid rabbonon, they passel the tefillah. And that's the machlokes, Rav and Ravuna b'reid Rav Yishua, says Ravuna b'reid Rav Yishua, that's machadish given dos, that there's an inyan of akpod in hilchas tefillah. That's what Sidrei Tara wants to say. The Teferis L'Moyshe says, Gor an interessant pshat in the rabbis of Shol Rashi. He says, Ve'einam mitunofim, by this tichi chalilte, which we said before that it's not choytzitz, so we shouldn't think that it's as a poshet. Einam refuyim, not so loose. Umoinim bias hamayim, that means the way it is, it's moinim bias hamayim. Avo, kiven she'ena makpeda, she's not makped, that it should get wet. Ayidei chamimus hamayim v'shivshuf ayidayim nichnosim meharet rechitze mitachteyim. That means if there'll be hishtadlus mitzido chamimus hamayim and shivshuf b'shas tefila, water can get through, and I can assume water did get through. Avok sheheim metunofim, but if it is metunet, so she won't be mishaf, shefakel, she doesn't want it, she'll be mishaf, her whole face will get muddy and dirty. So memelis fakel, so she'll try, she won't shepe with these tichi chalilte. So memele, then it's take makped minatayre. Then it's take choytzit minatayre, then it's take choytzit. He says, these things, mitzad atzmom, are olol to be choytzit. With chamimis hamayim and shivshav hayadayim, one can make that it shouldn't be choytzit. And by abodvorim etunofim, since she's makbed, so it will be chayit. This answer the first of Moshe says pshat. I don't understand two things. Number one, I don't understand. He says that the whole time it is good not by metunofim. Aydei chamimis hamayim v'shivshav hayadayim. So first of all, the Gemara says in Brochus Tzvila Bechamim Meike, when they toivled themselves, it wasn't Bechamim. So Memele, if you need Chamim to loosen up these ribbons, is L'chayr, there was no Tzvila Bechamim. Number one, in Shivshev Hayadayim, the Isach Aloch, you have to be Meshavshev B'Shas Tzvila. I mean, if, and number two, then you have to understand L'chayr, what's the Svar of Rav. I mean, azuk tachagut esvora do. That be'etzem it's not, unless Rav held that taket is rofi legamri. That's good as the machloikis. That mistava that that's a machloikis because he brought a raya from his sister that she wasn't makpid, so. Basically, so lecher dam mefashtein, so what is the machloikis Rav al Ravun b'reid Rav Yeshua? What's the svora of Rav? Al kolponim, this is the shita of Rabbi Yisuf Shal Rashi, which is brought down l'chumre. The Pesach Shuvah brings down there a lot of mekilim. Al kolponim, the Ramah brings down the shita l'alochim. Zok the Gemara weiter. Nan hosom, we learned a Mishnah mikvois. Ve'elu chaytzitzin ba'odom. These things are chaytzes ba'odom. Chutei tzemer v'chutei pishton v'retzuis shebaroshe habonis. These three things, chutei tzemer, chutei pishton, and retzuis, all are baroshe habonis. Rabbi Yehuda imer shel tzemer v'shel seyo ein chaytzitzin v'bnei shehamayim boin bohem. Period. Let us see what Rashi says. Ve'elu chaytzesim ba'odom, mishum detoni ha'asam elu chaytzesim be'kelem, tonli yintzvila sodom, elu chaytzesim ba'odom. Shel tzemel v'shel seya ein chaytetzin, d'loy mehedik al gabi seya. That he holds tzemel and seya is not chaytetz, d'loy mehedik al gabi seya. Habonis k'tanis ulcha de milsenoka. So we hear we are machloikis, the vile, Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakame. Well, by seya, chutim shel seya, b'chla, we didn't see what the Tanakame holds. That the Gemara is going to speak about an Amid Beit. About Kaponim, we have a Machloikis, he says, Chutei Tzemel, if it's Chaitzitz, the Tanakam holds that it's Chaitzitz, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not Chaitzitz. Omar Ravune, V'kulon B'roshei Habonais Shoninu. That's only us of these Chutim are on the Rosh, but if there'll be someplace else, it is not Chaitzitz. Maskiv lo Rav Yosef, L'mutei Mai, what does he mean? That on the Rosh, it is Chaitzitz. On some place else, it's not Chaitzitz. Ilayim elamute ditzavo. He wants to say that what? That if you'll have chutei tzemer al gabei hatzavo, it will not be Chaitzitz. Udama ilayim elamute ditzemer. He says, I doesn't understand. Hashtarach al gabei koshe. If you have tzemer on here, Choytzeitz, rach al gabi rach mi boy. So if she has a chut around her neck, it's zicher choytzeitz. It's zicher can get tighter by the neck, rach al gabi rach, rach al gabi koshe. Well, the miyute, the chutei pishton, that what? That chutei pishton, anat choytzeitz, hash te kosh al gabi koshe choytzeitz, kosh al gabi rach mi boy. So what is the svore that the Tana that Rabbi Yosef is saying, or that the Kulon Beroshi Abonis, Tavke Berosh, Elo Amar Rabbi Yosef, Ayin the time of the Ravune, but Vishay Nisho Chay Nekes Es Atzmo. Not Pshat is that it, by the Tzavo Kedzicha Bichoytzitz, but one doesn't have to be Chayish that it was made too tight that it is chaitzis, because if you say isha chenekis, a woman will not choke herself. So Rashi, the kulam b'roshi abonis nina loy taimish b'roshi abonis haretzus l'chadayi koi alachutin nami koi l'mutim ma'ish mina ravuna dechutin nami b'roshi abonis shaninu, that the chutim is also only b'roshi abonis ilayim l'mutim chutim makshirim b'tzavom d'loy chaitzi yudamai. Hai chutin osel muti dloi chaitzi bitzavo, tzema kori rach, lagabi pishna, lagabi seyo, agabi kosher seyo, agabi rach, boso mi boi, bit mi abadi, agabi rach, tvei mahadik. So the Gemara says, lafi shein ishe, chay nekes atzmo. A woman will not choke herself, lahodai chutin bitzavo, vikosh roson bereva, shi rofim. So memele, so there's nothing what to worry about if there's a chut around her neck. Let us see Tosfos. Hashtarach al gabi koshe choytzeitz. Bimtayma dilma rav hune nokat. Bekulon beroshe habonais. Lervusa da filu beroshe habonais. Bavarach al gabi koshe choytzeitz. That means around the neck it's zicha choytzeitz. Afilu beroshe habonais. But if you read the belavar of hune avyedin in the bachol mokim choytzeitz and afilu beroshe. It would be soysem. It wouldn't say anything. It would say it's choytzeitz. I would be alone, be able to assume that it's going on the Rosh. About Lemuki Shem Dover Osa Punk Faker Tavke Berosh and not someplace else. Hash the Koshe Al Gabi Koshe Choytzitz. Sovar Hashas, the Koshe Al Gabi Rach, Chayitz Tvei, you can make it tie the Koshe Al Gabi Rach. Mikosh Al Gabi Koshe. V'rach Al Gabi Koshe, Loi Chayitz, Rach al gabi koshe. Rach al gabi koshe. Loi chayetz ki koshe al gabi koshe. The whole Rabbi Yehuda, chutei tzemer ein choytzitzin, da have rach al gabi koshe. The chutei pishton da have koshe al gabi koshe choytzitzin. The chutei seyer da have nami koshe al gabi koshe, lekula alma ein choytzitzin. That's what we'll see later, but in the Tanakama also holds. So the Chodesh Aviv explains why Chutei Seyor is not chaitzitz, even though the Tanakamot kosh al gabe kosh is chaitzitz. So he says, because seyo, if you make it too tight, it'll tear. So seyo, you never make too tight. The other things, it seems, are strong enough to make it tight enough that it should be a chetzitza. Elo omar Rav Yosef, lo vishar Rav Yosef batzmei makshe shayach loima elo. It means, it was Rav Yosef's akash and Rav Yosef's teretz. I said, but since he asked, the way he understood in the kash, so he changed that the lomdus of Ravuna is not that it's not chaitzitz. No, the lomdus is because the oifen alavish is an oifen that there's no chetzitz. Eis ve'abaye habonois yoitzois b'chutim shebozneim. That the bonus are permitted to go out b'chutim shebozneim. They used to go, when they used to pierce their ears in order to put eventual earrings in them. But when they were small, they didn't put earrings then. They put chutim. The purpose of the chutim was not al tachshit, because it wasn't a tachshit. The purpose of the chutim was to ensure that the holes in the ears should not seal up. Haboni shaitzis b'chutim shebozneyem, avoloi b'chavokim shebetzavoreyem. V'yamrat eni shechaynekes atzmo, chavokim shebetzavoreyem amayloi. Zogt Rashi, b'chutim shebozneyem shnoisim shom shlo yisosim anekev. Chavokim ankei retzuei she'eino mus hovois. Rechovois. These chavokim are not mus hovois. So Rashi means to say, because if it would be mus hovois, so then there'd be a different reason why it's also. So it's also dilma osu l'shalfei. She'll go and take it off and show off. But al kaponim, these are plain retzuis. So you can't say the tam is out. It is a type of a band that, the whole Isser is because you make it tight, als chatzitze. So you see that they do make tight. Here we're speaking about Ktolo. The Isha Chaynekes es Atzmo, and this Shitake makes tight. The Nechalosha Teiroa Kabalas Bosso. That she should look like a Balas Bosso. Lutrashi Biktola Skina. Beged Choshu Litlois Betavoro Keneged Libo. This is a Beged Choshu that is over her other begodim. Shloyipoil Mashi Hiyecheles. Al begodel was a type of a bit. V'yesh loimokim shansim. There was laces there. Kain she'oisim lichnasayim. V'teichav boi retzua rechove. Umaylalta yisoviv haretzua. He made a hem with this ktola over the retzua. She'abeged rochav harbe. V'kaysheres haretzua soviv tzavo. V'cheinekes atzma b'choyze. In this ktola was taken made tight. Why? Kadesh tei besora boiletes. That's a kel. That this boso should be boiled. Veteiro abalas boso. Umitoich sharetzua chaloka rechobo eina mazikoso. So if you have a wide ribbon, so mamela doesn't hurt. And leidor gise, so they make it tonight, they make it tight. Sheteiroe kebalas boso. That's a person. Was teiro? Who is she fooling? People she's fooling. That's enough. Al kaponim sheteiroe kebalas boso. So mamela she wears it tight. So if she wears tight, so lemaise. So therefore it is also to wear on Shabbos the dumis rame tefila shel mitzvah, and she'll take it off, and she might come to carry it. But here we have a shtickl problem. We had mentioned, according to Rashi, the whole lomdis was that why does she carry it? Because she can't be keleya besaro. Tosis had a problem. L'chayra over here, l'chayra here, Rashi's in the same boat like Tosis. Why shouldn't she put it back? Taka, she has to take it off, als chatzitze. Why shouldn't she put it back in Shabbos after the tefillah?